This is chapter 10, verse 283-284. Adyapi hachi taniye sabalila kare, jakane jahare kare drishti adikare. Se deke ara deki bare shakti nai, nirantara krida kare chaitanya gosai. So we've been discussing the point about seeing Krishna's pastimes. And Vrindavan Das Thakur is explaining the qualification to see Krishna's pastimes. One has to be a devotee. And then he can actually see the Lord as he is. See and understand that he is the Supreme Lord and actually see his leelas all the time. It says, Nirantara Krida Kari Chaitanya Gosai. But then he's making the point we heard yesterday, Avirbhav and Tirobhav. Avirbhav and Tirobhav. The appearance and disappearance of the Lord. The seeming appearance and disappearance. The Lord is always there. He appears, if we're actually pure in heart, then the Lord is always appearing for us. Nirantara Krida. Nirantara Krida. Rasa Krida. Means the pastimes of the Lord. Krida, pastime. Rasa Krida. Or Bala Krida. Pastimes when he's a child. Bala Krida. But Nirantara means there's no end to his pastimes. They're always seen. Just like you have nowadays in television, I think night and day they have television shows. In the early days of television, late at night there was no TV. I remember when I was a child, we would watch at 2 o'clock in the morning, there would be no more television. The station would be no more broadcasting. That was the only... I think when I grew up in America... And that was like, 50 years ago. There was about 10 channels. Of course, that may sound inconceivable nowadays. In America, there's about 10 different channels on the television. Channel 2, 4, 6, whatever. Now there's 1,000 or whatever. But this pastimes, they're always going on. Nirantara Krita. There's no end to the pastimes. So the translation is Mahaprabhu performs his pastimes even today. Only when Lord gives one the ability to see these pastimes can one see them. Others have no ability to see Lord Chaitanya's eternal pastimes. This is Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati's purport. Others means those that are non-devotees. They do not have the adhikar or the ability to see Lord Chaitanya's pastimes. The devotees have the opportunity. At least devotees are eligible to see the pastimes of the Lord. Now, whether or not the devotee has sufficient purity or love to see the Lord, that's another thing. And another important aspect is the desire. There's shraddha, there's icha, and then there's this purity of heart. It's called niraparadi. When we approach different aspects of the Lord, if you read in different shastras, it says if anyone bathes in Radhakund, it's telling in the Nectar of Instruction, if someone takes bath in Radhakund even once, it says prema avishkaroti. It says eva sakrid snatur prema avishkaroti. If one takes even one bath in Radhakund, then that will awaken prema. So then someone might ask the question, I've taken bath in Radhakund. This is an example of doing a particular devotional activity and receiving a particular result or phal. Yajna, it's called yajna phal or shuti phal or sadhana phal. If you observe this ekadasi, then you get this benefit. So many benefits are offered. But then there's the qualification. One is shraddha, the other is icha, and the other is niraparadi. These three things are there. One thing is the shraddha, the faith, that I actually believe what the shastras are telling me. The shastras are telling me that I can see that path. The shastras are telling me that avirbhav tirobhav, Mahaprabhu's lila, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela is going on right now, tonight, and Shiva Sangam. The Lord will engage in kirtan, in rasa kirtan, rasa lila kirtan, with all of his devotees, Srup Damodar and all of his Nitya Parishads. And then Lord Chaitanya will be, he'll start saying, he may, in his own ecstasies, he may say, "Where's my flute? Where's my flute? Bansuri, Bansuri kaham, Bansuri kaham. Where is my flute?" And so, and he says that, and everyone's just dancing. They're all Brahmins. All of his associates are Jagannanda Pandit and Gadadhar Pandit and Srivas Pandit. They're all Brahmins, and they're dancing together in great happiness in Srivasangam. 10:30 at night, 11:30, 12:30, same time as Vamshivat or Rasastali and Govardhan. Same time. Vrindavan Leela, Gaur Leela. Mayapur Leela, Vrindavan Leela. Krishna and the gopis are dancing in the rasa dance at Vamshivat, Jamuna Pulin, Deer Shamir at 11:30, 12:30 at night in Vrindavan, and 12:30 at night in Mayapur, in the Rasastali, in Srivasangam. Everyone's dancing. And Lord Chaitanya suddenly cries out, "Bansuri, Bansuri, Bansuri kaha? Where's my flute? Where's my flute? I want to play my flute." And then Srup Damodar, understanding the indication of the Lord, understanding the ecstatic, this anubhav, and this it's rising in the Lord's heart when he's remembering, because he's remembering Vrindavan. He's remembering, "Oh, it's in Vrindavan my Rasa Leela is going on. And my other identity and my dual identity is Radha and Krishna. I'm dancing in Ras." And he remembers that. And he calls out, "Where's my flute?" Then Srup Damodar will start singing Leela Kirtan. He'll start singing Leela Kirtan about Rasa Leela. Lord Chaitanya will hear that, and he'll become Bhava Vesh. He'll become absorbed in that Bhav, that Braja Bhav. And then all the other Brahmins of Rupa Goswami, this is in Nitya Leela, Rupa Goswami, everyone is there with him in Srivasangam. They'll say, "Oh, now the Lord is relishing the mood of the rasa dance." And so they will all identify. So this is going on. So sometimes the great saints, even contemporary time, now time, they go to the Leela Stalis, the pastime places of the Lord, and then they chant their mala, or they chant their guru mantra. And then they meditate deeply, and then they see the Leela. They enter into the Leela. It's called Leela Pravesh. They're actually seeing the Leela. Aprakat, prakat. What is aprakat? What is not manifest? What is not seen becomes prakat, becomes seen by the power of devotion, by the power of meditation. And that seeing the Lord's pastime is, comes in three different levels. It's called sporti, visporti, and sakshat darshan. And all of these experiences of a devotee experiencing the Leela of the Lord, because it's Nitya Leela, it is going on. Gaur Leela is going on right now. Krishna Leela is going on right now in Mayapur, in Vrindavan. So the beginning experience of sporti begins at the level of bhava, bhava bhakti. And then as one progresses to the higher extent or higher level of bhava, then you can have what's called visporti. In sporti, it's like a vision. One is chanting and meditating due to the purity of his heart and the advancement of his bhakti. Then he actually sees the Lord's pastime as if he's watching it, like you watch on a television. His eyes are closed or his eyes are open, either way. And he's seeing, and it seems very real. That's called sporti. And visporti is so real that although it's a vision within his consciousness, like you watch a movie, but it's so real in visporti, because it means vishesh. Visporti means vishesh sporti, an excessive absorption. Vishesh means a special, or an excessive absorption and experience of the Leela. Vishesh sporti. This at this time, the devotee at the higher level of bhava bhakti, he feels he can actually touch the Lord. He can touch the Lord and touch the Leela. It feels so much three-dimensional or four-dimensional, you can say, because it's transcendental. Then sakshat darshan is that he actually sees the Leela. Just like Narada Muni wanted to see the Lord's Leela. So he did tapasya, Narada Van. Then there's a kund there, Narada kund. Then he, Purnamasi took him to Kusum Sarovar, and then he got Gopi Deha. Then he was able to have Sakshat Darshan, or the Ras Leela at the Rasastali. And Lord Shiva, he did also tapasya, and he became Gopi, Gopishwar. Everyone knows Gopishwar. So then he was able to see Sakshat Darshan. Sakshat Darshan of the Leela comes to the level of Prema Bhakti. So this is one level of experiencing the Lord's pastimes even today. But to get these benefits by bathing or anything, there's these three requirements. One is that we have to desire, icha. We actually desire that we want to see the pastimes of the Lord. And the other is that we have shraddha. We actually believe in the Shastra. That we believe, yes, what the Shastra is telling me, it is possible. The Lord's pastimes are going on right now in Navadvip. I am not a Nashtik. I am not a Pashandi. I am not a non-believer. I'm a believer. I'm a follower. I'm a surrendered soul. Icha, then Shraddha. Then the most difficult one is Nirapradi. Nirapradi. One must be free from aparad. So, practically, when we say these are the requirements to get these benefits, then practically we're saying you get the benefits when you're pure devotee. In other words, to be free from aparad means that you're chanting namavas and there's no aparad. And there's no aparad in your dealings with devotees. So when we're free from aparad, that's like saying, well, when you're a pure devotee, you're not an aparadi. And then you get these benefits. Vilap Kusumanjali, Raghunath Das says that if one bathes in Radhakund, he gets a very special type of love. He gets the love in the mood of the gopis of Vrindavan, like the maidservants of Radharani. He's Raghunath Das is saying in Stavavali and Vilap Kusumanjali. But then again, we have to be free from aparad. So when we're reading Chaitanya Bhagavat, and he says, you can see, we can see the pastimes of the Lord, even today. Today means Aj, today. Abhi, now. And then, if we're devoted, if we're desirous. So this is a very interesting point, to think that I'm sitting here in the middle of this Leela Stali, in the middle of Rudradweep or Antardweep. I think ISKCON's property, some of it's in Rudradweep and some is Antardweep. It's like the configuration. So the Yogapita is in Antardweep, the place of Atmanavedanam, of full surrender. And that's Lord Chaitanya, that's the center of the lotus, the center of the lotus of Navadweep Dham. There's eight petals to the lotus. Like you see, when you see some picture of Yogapit, when you see Yogapit, there's eight petals in the Yogapit. So there's eight petals in the lotus of Navadvip, and the center is Antardweep. Antardweep means inside, center, Antaryami. So Antardweep, that's the center. So that's the center is the Yogapit. This is the Madhyan. What is it? Yogapit is the Pratak. Pratakal Yogapit. There's three Yogapits. There's three Yogapits in Vrindavan, and there's three Yogapits in Navadvip. I think all of you know that. In the morning Yogapit, this is where the Lord first receives his puja from his Antaranga Bhaktas. The morning Yogapit in Vrindavan is in Guptakund. Guptakund is in Nandagaon. This is where Krishna receives worship. Divyad Brindaranya Kalpa Jumada, Srimad Ratnagara Simhasanasto, Srimad Srila Radha Govinda Devo, Preshta Alibi Sevya Mano Smarami. Smarami. I remember, I meditate on Yogapit. Krishna's Kaviraj is describing. This is the configuration, this is the formation or the puja configuration of Yogapit, which occurs three times a day to commence the sequence of Leelas. There's the morning Leela. Of course, there's Ashtakali Leela. There's eight different divisions. But basically, there's morning Leela, afternoon, and night. The morning Leela begins at Guptakund. Krishna, he kind of sneaks out of his room in Nandagram after he takes breakfast. He goes to his bedroom. He lies on his left side. And Vishalaksha, they fan him and offer him tumble. Then he says they can go outside. Then he goes out a secret tunnel. And that tunnel comes out by Brindakund. He goes to Guptakund and he meets all the Sakis and Mandris that have finished cooking and they've taken the remnants and they're also resting. They all meet there and then Krishna begins his pastimes. The morning pastimes after that. He leaves the gopis, he goes to the Goshala, gets the cows. Radharani and the gopis go back to Yavat or to Barsana. And the same way, now in the morning time, the Pratakal, the morning yoga peet in Navadvip is in the house of Mahaprabhu. It's called Jagannath Mishra Bhavan. And Jagannath Mishra Bhavan is located in the yoga peet. That's the morning yoga peet. What we call yoga peet. That's the location of the house of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Right? The neem tree is there. Nimai Pandit. He's born under the neem tree. His father's house was there. And nearby was Srivas Thakur's house. So then the afternoon yoga peet, which is the place where the worship is done there to Radha and Krishna and the gopis, all Savyamanam Smarami. I remember the Savior. Preshta Alibi Savyamanam Smarami. Preshta Alibi means the Parama Preshta Sakis. Lalita Vishaka. Or here you have Tungavidya, Chitra, Champak, Lalita, Vishaka, Induleka, Rangadevi, Sudevi. This is the arrangement of the Sakis here, and Radha Madhav in the middle. So Radha Madhav sit on a jeweled asan in the morning at Guptakund, and in the midday, to start the afternoon pastimes, Radha Madhav sit on a jeweled asan, or Radha Govinda, and that's in Lita's Kunj at Radha Kund. Then in the evening, Radha Madhav sit on a jeweled asan again, and they receive artik by the Lita Sakhi. And that evening yoga peet is a place called Govindastali. Govindastali is exactly where the Radha Govinda temple is located in Vrindavan. So the afternoon yoga peet in Navadvip is in Ishodyan or Pushpodyan. Pushpodyan means the garden of Srivas Thakur. The very beautiful garden there. And so that's where Lord Chaitanya, he sits there on a jeweled asan and all of his bhaktas, they worship him with artik and gadadhar and the panchatattva, gadadhar and advaita, then like this. And that goes on in Pushpodyan. That's the noon or the afternoon yoga peet. That's the second yoga peet. Then the third yoga peet is Kiva Jayo Jayo Gora Chandi, right? The evening pastimes. This is in Shiva's Angam. Shiva Sangam is after Lord Chaitanya has his dinner and he sees the evening artik of Lord Narayan in his temple and at his father's house in Jagannath Mishra Bhavan. And then he takes the prasad, then he rests, and then about 8:30 or 9, he walks down the street, he goes to Shiva Sangam. Then beginning around 10 o'clock or so, when he goes at 9 o'clock, he hears some Bhagavatam or some Shastra. And starting about 10:30, this is the Ratri Leela, Nisha Leela. Then they begin their Sankirtan and all these things. So these are the three yoga peets. So is that clear? Everyone follows that? Mahaprabhu's house, that's the morning. Srivas' garden, that's the afternoon. And Srivas' mandir and his kirtan mandap, that's the evening time. Gupta Kundam Vrindavan, Radha Kund in the afternoon, and Vamshivat, Govindastali, this is the evening place, right near Vamshivat. It's called Govindastali, that's the yoga peet. This prayer, written in Chaitanya Charitamrita, this is a prayer to the yoga peet. And it's also a prayer to Radha Govinda, Abhideya. Abhideya Ishtadev. Everyone knows this prayer, right? Divyad Brindaranya. Divyad Brindaranya Kalpa Jumada Srimad Radnagara Simhasanasto Srimad Radha Srila Govinda Devo. So this is describing the yoga peet. So even today, saints will meditate on the yoga peet. They will go there, they'll meditate, and they'll see this Leela. So this is possible. But we have to ask ourselves, along the same line we were speaking the other day, we live in the holy Dham. And we visit the holy places. We go, and I heard that some of the Gurukul teachers are taking the students to visit different holy places and different Sundays or whatever. And when we go there, why do we go there? Because we really can't see anything unless we have these advanced hearts, devotional hearts. We go there to pray. We go there to roll in the dust. Because this dust is full of the Leela Shakti. We go to pray to the dust of these Leela Stans. We go to Yogapit. We say, "Oh my Lord Mahaprabhu, your pastime, your Janma Karma Chame Divyam, your birth pastime is here. Your Nitya Leela is here. But where am I? I am here, but I have no desire. Please, oh sacred dust of Mayapur, oh sacred dust of Vrindavan, please bless me. Please bless me that just for one moment, or a few minutes, some of this divine pastime will manifest in my heart when I'm chanting japa. Someday, somehow, somewhere, when I'm chanting Shudanam, and by your mercy, by the mercy of the holy Dham, Dham Kripa, that you will reveal, please reveal this pastime in my heart." It said, like when we go to Kshetrapal Shiva, or we go to Gopishvara Shiva, who is located at the Yogapit, and we pray to Gopishvara, and these two Shiva deities are there next to the neem tree. The smaller of the two is Gopishvara, the larger of the two is Kshetrapal. "Oh Lord Shiva, please remove my false ego. Please pray to your Lord Sankarshan. Please, you're a Vaishnava. You're the most merciful Vaishnava. Vaishnava anam yata shambhu. You're Kripambudi. Please be kind upon me, Lord Shiva. You're worshipping Lord Sankarshan. Hari Ram, Ram Ram, Hari Hari. Your Ishtadeva is Lord Sankarshan, Anata Shesh. He is the Lord of Ahankar. He is the Lord of ego. And you are his worshipper. You are his pure devotee. He is your Ishtadev. Ananta Shesh is the Ishtadev of Lord Shiva. So I pray to you, Kshetrapal Shiva, please remove my false ego. Please take away my Purusha Abhiman, my mentality of being the Purusha. I am the enjoyer. Everything is for me. And make me eligible to see the pastimes of the Lord. May Gaura Prema come in my heart, and may the Leelas of the Lord manifest in my heart." This is the constant prayer of devotees when they go on Tirtha Yatra, when they go on Puri Parikrama, Brajmandal Parikrama. We go to the Leela Stans, the pastime places, to cover our bodies with the dust, the roll in the dust. We should roll in the dust and pray to that sacred dust as Uddhava Haribo. We have to see the Leela now. We can't see the Leela, we're in the darkness. So we go to the Leela Stalis, the places of pastimes. We roll in the dust. And this is, of course, a devotional practice. It's called Lutan. Lutan. Rolling in the dust. Of course, it's a symptom of bhava also. Or not that we imitate that, but we practice. We roll in the dust. We worship the dust. And we pray to this sacred dust, "Please, cover my body. Cover my mind. Cover my heart. And please bless me. I really want to see the pastimes of the Lord. I want to see the pastime. I've come here to this place. There's nothing I can see with my eyes here. You can go everywhere in Vrindavan. You can go everywhere in Puri. You can go everywhere in Mayapur. We will not see anything with our eyes. There's nothing visibly left here of the pastimes of Gauranga or Krishna. Nanda Maharaj's palace is not to be seen. Radharani's palace cannot be seen. You cannot see the jeweled steps of Radhakund. You cannot see the lotus flowers in Radhakund. You cannot see the swans gliding in Radhakund. You cannot taste the honey sweet water of Radhakund. It tastes like salt. You can go to the Jagannath Mishra Bhavan. You don't see any Bhavan. You see some Gaudiya Math temple or some temple that was constructed in 1937 or something. We will not see when that people often say, "Is this the real house? Is this the real house of Nanda Maharaj?" No. I'm coming to Gokul. Are these 84 pillars? Are these the 84 pillars from Nanda Maharaj's palace? They say like that. Well, here's the pillars. Where's the rest of the palace? Well, the rest of the palace evaporated. It evaporated. It disappeared. Only the pillars were left there. An atom bomb was dropped here and everything disintegrated except the pillars. They may be, if someone comes in there and does stone dating, if they do stone dating on those pillars, they will see that they're not 5,000 years old. So this, our Shraddha is not based on sense perception. Faith is not based on sense perception. Faith is based on oral reception. Interesting play on words. Shraddha is not based on sense perception. Krishna Shraddha is based on oral reception. This is oral. Shravana Dasha, hearing. We hear the Shastra, we read, we hear the statements of the Acharyas. This is the holy place of the, this is Rasastali. Oh, it's just some dirt. And I don't find any leftover ankle bells here. I don't find any pukkawajas left over here. There's no Venus here. I don't see any kunkum in the dirt. I don't find any chandan or kasturi sprinkled on the ground here. You said last night there was a rasa dance here. Did all the animals leave Sevakunj? Because every night Radharani and the gopis meet in Sevakunj. Well, you're saying that, you say the great saints, they can hear the ankle bells of Lord Chaitanya dancing at night in Srivasangam. And it's there in the biographies of the saints. They say, yes, I saw the Lord. Or in the Kaittiri Mahotsava, 50 years after the Lord's disappearance, and the devotees saw Mahaprabhu there. Or in the Kirtan party at Jagannath Puri when the Lord was dancing, some devotees saw the Lord in seven different kirtan parties. There are seven parties around, surrounding Jagannath's cart. But not everybody could see. Only selected devotees when the Lord, that he manifested his, it's called Swayam Prakash form. He expanded himself into the seven different parties. So this is one of the most important elements here is, of course, Shraddha and Icha. The desire. So we pray to the dust of these holy places, please. Please reveal these pastimes in my heart. Please bless me. Because we've come all this... Why have we come so far? We went all the way to Jagannath Puri with 5,000 people for a parikrama, a Puri parikrama. Did we go to see something? There's nothing to see. You'll see that the Bhajan Kutir Raghunath Das and Satasang Asan. Will you see the Kutir Rupan Sanatan, where Rupa Goswami wrote his verse and he stuck it in the rooftop of his kutir and Lord Chaitanya took that verse and saw it. That kutir is not there. Will you see the bhajan kutir of Bhaktivinoda Thakur called Bhakti Kuti? We saw it. When we went in 1977, we saw it. The building was there. It's called Bhakti Kuti. Now Bhakti Kuti is Khatam Ho Gaya. Bhakti Kuti is now called ISKCON Jagannath Puri. You know, there's a guest house there. And so we will not see the actual place. Maybe Bhaktivinoda Thakur's house in Godrun Dweep, maybe that's the house. I'm not sure. I can't say. Or what we see is some building that commemorates. Like, for example, we went to Srivasangam. And 50 yards behind Srivasangam is a place called Advaita Bhavan. Or Gadadhar, Gorgadadhar Bhavan. And they say, this is the house of Advaita Acharya. It's not the house. It's a small temple with the deity of Advaita Acharya. Have you seen? You've all been there, right? That's a building to commemorate this Leela. But there actually is the house there. There's a very beautiful house of Advaita Acharya there. But we're on the lokic level. Lokic. So everything for us is lokic, it's material. So we see, oh, this is the building, and then people ask, is this Advaita Acharya's house? It's very small. It's a very small house. It's only 8 feet by 10 feet. It's 2 meters by 3 meters. That's a very small house. This is Gadadhar's house. It looks like a doll house. It looks like a house for dolls. No. This is only a temple to commemorate. But with Premanjana Charita Bhaktivilochana, Lochanena, then we can see the massive gardens and the beautiful house of Srivas. That is all there. It's described in some of the Shastras. There's one book by Krishnadas, Siddha Krishnadas. It's called Nandishvar Chandrika. It's in Bengali, never been in English. It's called Nandishvar Chandrika. And it's describing all about Nanda Maharaj's palace and what it looks like and in great detail. And of course, some of the writings of Raghunath Das Goswami are also describing in Brajvriti Chintamani and Brajvilastava. They describe what actually things look like. So our main, let's say, action when we go to holy places is to pray. Pray for the revelation that later, either there at that place when we're doing bhajan or later when we're chanting japa, I performed the austerity. I came from Nigeria. I came from Mauritius. I came from Russia, all the way to Nandagaon, all the way to Srivasangam. Did I come to see a building with my eyes? Is that why I came all this way? Am I going to Champahati to see? Am I looking to find the original bhajan kutir of Jayadev Goswami? Am I coming to Mayapur to find the original palace of King, was it Sena or something like that? Some Sena, Lakshman Sena. Please show me the original palace. Am I coming to Navadri to see the Chand Kazi's house? Please, will you show me Chand Kazi's house? I want to see where he met Lord Chaitanya. Because if that's our idea, we'll fall on our face. Because none of these things are visible. None of these things exist. They're all lupta, gupta. They're disappeared. They're not there. So then one might say, well, then why bother? There's nothing to see there. Just like the materialists, they say, oh, come to Disney World, you'll see so many things. Or come to Hawaii, you'll see this 200-foot waterfalls, and you'll see this thing and that thing and this mountain and this, and so many things to see in the material world when we go on vacation. But our world, this is the Avirbhav, and the Tirobhav. Our world is, this is the world of Bhav Drishti. We want to see the world beyond the eyes. We want to see the heart world. The heart world. This is the world of prema. So to enter, we come here, we come to any Leela Stali to pray, to roll. What is left here when they describe Braj Mandal, which is the same thing that applies here. And we have to think about how it applies to Navadvipa. But in Braj Mandal, it says that Krishna took everything. He took his parrots, he took his peacocks, he took his monkeys, he took his cows, he took his house, he took his club, he took his, Balaram took his hala, Haladar took his plow, they took his flute, he took his panpipe, he took his kadamba trees, his tamal trees, he took everything. He wound up the whole holy dham. He took everything, put it in his bag, and left. Went to the spiritual world. 5,000 years ago. Nothing was left. Only three things remained. He left three oceans of mercy, three divine personalities. Stayed back. And we have this term, stay back. Look, we're all going to Vrindavan for yatra. You have to stay back and do puja. Oh, no. I have to stay back. You know, we have this term, stay back. So the only three personalities stayed back in Braja. Braja Dham. Giriraj. Giriraj Dharanaki Jai. Giri Govardhan stayed back. Jamuna Devi stayed back. And the Braja Raj. The dust of Vrindavan. So now, when Mahaprabhu wound up his Leela, when his Avirbhav Leela, manifest Leela became Tirobhav, unmanifest, at least to most of us. Most of us is not manifest. He left something behind. He left Ganga. Ganga Maharani ki. This is Prem Ganga. This is Gauranga Prem Ganga. That's an interesting phrase. Gauranga Prem Ganga. Because if you go on Hari Ki Puri, that's Mukti Ganga. Hari Ki Puri is in Haridwara. This is Mukti Ganga. You bathe there, you get mukti. You die there, you get mukti. But this is Gauranga Prem Ganga. You bathe in the Ganga in this mandal, Navadvip mandal, this Prem, this Sriram Navadvip mandal, then you get Prema, Gauranga Prema. Because the personification of Prema is bathing there. And every aspect of this river, he's bathing there still today. That's why we're getting Prema when we bathe in the Ganga, because Lord Chaitanya is bathing there. And saturating that sacred river with his Prema Ras. So Ganga is here, and the Navadvip Raj is here, the dust of Navadvip is here. And Giri Govardhan must be here also. I think even here, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati at Sri Chaitanya Mati has one small replica. And there must be somewhere, there's the Radhakund and Navadvip Mandal, there must be somewhere, some island where there's Giriraj. Because Vrindavan and Navadvip are analogous, they're similar. So, these personalities, these forms of mercy are still there. So one of them is the dust. So we make all the effort, all the endeavor to fly thousands of miles, to spend so much money, to come and worship the dust. To worship the dust and pray to the dust. The Chinmoy Raj, the transcendental dust of the Holy Dham. Please reveal the pastimes. When the gopis were separated from Krishna in the Rasa Panchadhai, and they're searching for Krishna, Krishna left them. He left with Radharani. And then he left Radharani. And then the gopis are crying in the Gopi Geet, and they're saying, "Oh trees, oh plaksho, Nyagra, oh banyan tree, have you seen the son of Nanda? Have you seen Nanda Nandan pass this way? Surely you have such a great vantage point. You're so tall and broad, you can see... for long distance. Have you seen Nanda Nandan pass this way? The very life of our hearts?" And then the trees are not responding. And the gopis say, "Oh, these trees, they're male. This banyan tree, Nyogra, they're all male species." Because some trees are male gender and some are female like this. Latas are female like this. "Oh, they're males. They're taking the side. They're siding with Krishna. They're not favoring us. They're not showing us. They don't want to tell us. They know where Krishna is, but they're being very mean and uncooperative because they're siding with Krishna." He said, "Yes, you're right." They're on Krishna's side. So then they ask Tulsi, "Oh Tulsi, you're like us. You're tender, you're gentle, you're female. Although you're a small shrub, you're a small bush, you can't see so far, but you're soft-hearted. You're like you're a lady. You're female. You're soft-hearted. You're compassionate. You can empathize with our plight. You understand the movements of our heart. Please, Tulsi, can you show us?" So then, finally, they address Mother Earth. You say, "Oh, Mother Earth, oh, Bhumi Mata, you are the very support of Krishna's Leela. And Krishna, you can never be separated from Krishna's Leela for a second. Maybe the trees may see Krishna's Leela or not because he dives under the Yamuna or he walks here or there. But Krishna is always in touch with you. Krishna is an earth person. Krishna is not a bird. He's not flying in the sky going from tree to tree. He's walking on the surface of the earth. He's not a demigod. Demigod's feet don't touch the earth planet. Our Krishna is not a devata. Our Krishna is a Brijvasi. He's a chora. He's a Braj chora. He's a gwal. He's a gopa. We are gopis. He's a boy of our village. He's a gaonwala. He's a gaonwala. We're a gaonwali. Barsanewali. Barsanewali radhe shi. Like this. Right? There's this song in Vrindavan everyone's going wild about. Barsanewali radhe shi radha radha. Oh, Mother Earth, you're never separated from Krishna's feet. You must know where Krishna is. So this is the point. This Mayapur Raj, this Navadvip Raj, is never separated from the pastimes of Gauranga. So therefore, the earth, this sacred land of Navadvip, or Vrindavan, has the power to give us the vision of Gauranga's Leela or Krishna's Leela. So when we go to the Leela Stalis, our access, or our, you can say nirmantran, our invitation to the Leela will come from the lowest point. We will enter the divine pastimes of Gauranga and Radha Govinda from the lowest point. This is the example taught by the highest devotees. The highest devotees teach that the pathway to enter the pastimes of Radha and Krishna and Lord Gauranga is from the lowest point. Uddhava taught this principle. Brahma taught this principle. He's the head of our sampradaya. He says, I want to be just a particle of dust. And he became a particle of dust. Brahma became a particle of dust. His four heads turned into dust. The four heads of Chaturmukh Brahma, his four heads turned into dust. He said, let me become dust. Let me become Brajaraj. Then, from that lowest position, although I'm the highest, I'm Brahma. I'm the first created being. I'm the Adi Shishya. And the Adi Guru Krishna instructed me. But if I want to see the Leela of the Lord, I have to become a particle of dust. If I want to see the Leela Lord, I have to become lower than the straw in the street. I have to become Trinada Pi Suni Chena Turori Vasahishna. So, let me put my head to good use. We have a phrase, put your head to good use. Put your head into it. So he prayed, and his four heads turned into dust. The four heads of Brahma turned into dust, and that dust became four mountain peaks known as Barsana. Mangar, Vilasgar, Dangar, and then the main temple, Larlaji temple. The four heads of Brahma became dust. And Shiva is also praying. And Uddhava Mahashaya is praying. Gomalata Oshadinam. Says, I wanted the dust from the feet of the gopis to sprinkle on my head. So this is the power of the dust of Navadvipa, or the power of the dust of Vrindavan. So we come all this great distance to show our adhar, our respect. We go to the Leela Stalis and we bow our head down there. There's nothing to see there. We can even go blindfolded. Oh please, put a cover on my eyes. Blindfold me. This would be a better way. This would actually be the best way to go on. This would be the best way. I'm feeling right now as I'm speaking, and from my own limited experience, the best way to go on Dham Parikrama would be like this. Okay, where are we? Now we're at Terakadamba. Acha, Terakadamba. Yes, please tell me. Please fill my heart with the pastimes of Krishna here in Terakadamba, with the cows and the gopis coming from Yavat on the way to Nandagaon. And please tell me about Rupa Goswami's bhajan here. Please tell me about the time he made sweet rice for Sanatan Goswami. Please tell me about that gopi that came and gave him the rice. So with the eyes of my heart, with the eyes of, I will roll in the dust. I will roll in the dust of Terakadamba or any holy place. And I will fill my ears with the Harikata and Leela Kata of that pastime place. And with my eyes closed, my ears opened, and my mind purified, I will pray to the dust of that holy place that this sacred pastime will eternally manifest in the core of my heart. We feel that this is the way to go on Parikrama. We go with our eyes. We go with our big cameras. Where is it? Where's the house? Where's the mandir? Where's the deities? Where's the temple? I'll put another card in. 3,000 shots. Another, what do I call it? Some kind of cards or whatever. They have these new kind of cameras. You know, you don't need film. You just put in some memory card. I got 65,000 pictures of Vrindavan. I took 65,000 pictures on my electronic camera, my digital camera. Oh, that's very nice. Can you see 1 second of one pastime from one Leela Stali if you close your eyes? No. But on my computer, I can show you 65,000 pictures. Monkeys and pigs and kadamba trees and tamal trees. Very good. Very, very good. Big, big camera. Big, big pocketbook. Very nice. But I'm a poor Bengali. I'm a poor Bengali Vaishnava. You know, I'm born in Navadvip Mandal. I don't have a $10,000 camera. What? That means I can't enter the Leela. If you don't have a $10,000 camera, there's no Leela Pravesh. So I am trying to present the old way, the old-fashioned, standard way to enter the see the path signs, which Vrindavan Das Thakur is explaining are happening even now today. We have come so far to live in the holy Dham. Why are we living? I've been living 21 years in Vrindavan. I never went back. I became Indian citizen in 1998. That's 10 years ago. 21 years I'm living in Braj Mandal. I never left this. I come sometimes to Mayapur. I go to Puri. I don't have a camera with 65,000 pictures. And I've heard, and I've read, and I've studied something about trying to enter, see the pastimes. But it all starts with one thing. Ichha. Desire. We can say, I'm living in Mayapur, or we can ask, am I really living in Mayapur? And poor means the village or the city. Am I poor in Maya? Or am I Maya in the poor? Mayapur, I'm very poor, I'm Daridra. Maya Daridra, I'm very poor in Maya. I'm in Maya and I'm very poor. Or am I actually in the village? Mayapur means the city of Maya. Am I in the city of Maya? Am I in the city of Yogamaya? Because Yogamaya means connected with Krishna's Leela. Yogamayapur. Or am I living in Mahamayapur? Am I living in Mahamayapur? You understand? Mahamaya means illusion. The material energy, the material covering. Or am I living in Yogamayapur? This is the question. And the same in Vrindavan. The saints say there's a mayak covering over the holy Dham. Just like sometimes you go to Radhakund to take bath. And you see there's a green film. Radhakund, Kusum Sarovara, any sacred lake, even in Navadvip. There's a green film of algae or spirulina or something. Maybe it's spirulina. You just start eat the stuff and be healthy. But there's some layer of green stuff. Heavy green stuff, and people come that don't appreciate that Ram Bhav. The lake is in Ram Bhav. It's become green. People don't appreciate this. Ooh! What's that? Ooh! What's that goo or ooh goo? What's this green stuff? Do we have to take bath here? Do we have to take snan bath here in this lake? No, it's okay. Go like this. You just push it away. You push like this into the side. And if you're lucky and you bathe really fast, because if you don't bathe fast enough, then it comes back. You push it, all the green stuff to the side, then very quick, tum, tum, tum. And if you don't go fast enough, then it goes like this, and it goes like this. And you come up like a mermaid. You come up like a Kachua. You look like Kachua. You know Kachua? Kachua. You come up like a turtle. You're all, ooh. You know, your gumshoe's green and your kopins are green. And everything's green. Very special experience. So this is some covering of that holy river, that sacred, pure river of Ras. The Rasa Sarup has got this covering on it. But underneath the water is clear, it's pure. So Vrindavan, there's a covering, the Maya covering. And that covering is, the covering is made of aparad. The covering is made of a lack of faith. And the covering is made of material desire. So when our ichha is pure, because ichha can be impure, impure ichha, impure desire is material desire. And pure desire is desire to see the Leela, to enter the Leela, to take part in the Leela, to serve. Jivera Surupaya Krishna Nitya Das. When we have the pure desire to see the Leela and we're free from aparad and we have that pure faith, then the holy Dham opens itself and reveals itself. Just like the lotus is closed, And when a flower is in the budding stage, it's just closed like this, and it's maybe some little green outside. The outer petals of a flower bud, there's something green. You can't see the color of the flower. You can't perceive the beautiful design of the flower, or the intricate design of that flower, the stamens and the corolla and all the petals. And you can't perceive the fragrance of that flower. So this is why they say that Navadvip Mandal or Braj Mandal is like a lotus flower. They're both compared to a lotus flower. But if the flower is closed, there's not much. You just see flower bud. But when the flower opens, you see the beautiful red petals and the beautiful design and the lines and then the center, the corolla. Then the fragrance comes in the nose. Then you so much appreciate the beauty, the color, the design, the sorab, the fragrance of that lotus flower. So this holy dham, someone can live in the holy dham for years, but it's like looking at a closed flower bud. There's no fragrance coming. There's no color. There's no design. There's no pollen, no taste of that flower. So we have to open that flower. So Vrindavan Das Thakur is encouraging that by telling us, the Shastras are speaking to us. Yes, we go to Leela Stali, we pray, please let this pastime, my Lord, I've come here. I've come here to attain you. I've come here to attain your eternal service. I want to serve you in this place. Imagine someday in our Siddhadeha, we'll go to Mahaprabhu's house in the morning and we'll serve him there. And we want to see that, we want to see those Leelas. This is Nam Rup Gun Leela Parishishta. This is we want to realize Krishna in his name. Are we just chanting forever? Mindlessly or mechanically? We want to see Krishna. Nam Rup Gun Leela. We go to Leela Stali, we want to see the pastimes. We want to live there eternally. Living in Mayapur means living in Mayapur or living in Vrindavan means living and serving beside the Lord in his eternal pastimes. This is the Avarbhav aspect. But Tirabhav means I can't see it. Tirabhav means I can't see it. I can't perceive it. I can't enter there. I can't serve there. It's in front of me. It's around me. It's surrounding me. I'm surrounded by Mahaprabhu's Leela. It's going on everywhere. Kolaveshwar's house and the bathing ghat and this place and that place, all over. Amghat, here, there. I'm in the middle of Krishna Mahaprabhu's eternal Leelas. They're all going on around me and I'm not seeing it. I'm not hearing it. I'm not perceiving it. It's all closed. So the beginning of opening the lotus flower is the desire to see it open. And you know that when the lotus is growing, in one day, if it comes up like a bud, then when the sun is right, it's called Padma Bandhu. Or the name for the sun is Padma Bandhu, a friend of the lotus. Padma means lotus and Bandhu means friend. Padma Bandhu is the name for sun. Because the lotus is a friend of the sun. When the sun is bright, then the lotus opens. So in a matter of time, the lotus bud will open and we'll see it. So to hasten, to increase the speed of seeing that lotus flower open, we can increase our desire. Desire increases by association. It's possible. Saints are seeing the pastimes of the Lord. You read the biography I said the other day of Srinivasacharya, how he's meditating on holy Leela and he wakes up and he has colors on him. Or you, in Shyamananda Thakur, he's sweeping 500 years ago, he finds an ankle bell. About 480 years ago, Dukhi Krishnadas, who later became Shyamananda, he was sweeping in Sevakunj, very much near Radhadamodar temple, that Tilak stand. The Tilak stali is across the street from Radhadamodar temple and up towards Radhashamasundar temple about 30 meters. Behind some buildings, you go inside, there's the place of that actual pastime where Radharani put her ankle bell with some kunkum. She took some kunkum and put her ankle bell in Shamananda's forehead, and he got this, it's called Nupura Tilak, ankle bell Tilak of the Shamananda Sampradaya, you may be familiar with. So that was 480 years ago. Now he's sweeping and he finds an ankle bell. Krishna had his Avirbhav Leela or Prakat Leela in Sevakunj 5,500 years ago. So how is he finding an ankle bell 400 years ago? Because the pastime is eternal. It's Nitya Leela. And he saw that ankle bell was radiating an extraordinary effulgence. And he can understand this is something special. Something extraordinary here. We must know the pastime. And finally, then Radharani, the Sakis came and he had darshan. Radharani blessed him. So this is showing that by his purity of heart, by his desire, and by his seva, his humble seva of Jaru seva, he was able to enter the Leela, not only see the pastimes of the Lord, but enter the Leela and have sakshat darshan of Radharani. This is possible in these Leela stalis of the Lord. The Lord's pastimes are nitya, avirbhav. They're always manifest. And to pass 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, 40 years in the holy dham and never have a spurti of the Lord or never have vision of the Lord, we should hanker for this. This element of utkantita. The element of utkantita, eagerness and longing, is very important in bhajan. Utkantita bhav. The intense eagerness and longing. Krishna, Prabhupada said that when you chant Hare Krishna, the Krishna will dance on my tongue. Why is my tongue so impure? Why is my mind so impure? Why is my chanting so wrongly performed? When will that day come? Kabe habe bolo se dinamar. Aparada guchi shudanama ruchi. When will that ruchi for nam come? That we pray for and hanker for. So it's a special privilege to live in the holy dham. It's a special blessing of guru to have seva here. When we go to visit Leela stalis, then we should... Our main activity there is rolling in the dust and praying. Praying to the deities that are established there, and especially praying to the dust. This is the example of all the great devotees. They worship the dust of the holy dham. They carry it on their heads at all times. They remember it. They worship it. And they pray to this Chinmay Raj, this transcendental land, to reveal this land is full of the Leelas. This land can speak to me. This water can speak to me. The Ganga can speak to me. The trees can speak to me. This land, this Brajaraj, this Mayapur Raj can speak to me, can tell me the Leelas of the Lord if I am pure and if I am desirous. So these are some thoughts we can consider in this verse, chapter 10, verse 284. And we'll continue there tomorrow. Thank you. Hare Krishna.